I can see.
But you guys have tried, though. I said you have tried. You said no. Hey. You take a long break. You go and sleep. Even me myself, I'm tired. Have you written that? 7 steps to what? To have an effective quiet time. 7 steps to have an effective quiet time. Number one, pray to begin your quiet time. Anytime you are going to have your quiet time, pray before you start. Pray to begin. Pray to begin. Don't have your quiet time with you. Don't just take your Bible and then start reading. No, pray to begin. Psalm 119 verse 18. It says that, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Pray before you start your quiet time. Pray. Don't ignore prayer. In your entire life, never ignore prayer. Okay, pray. Father, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Holy Spirit, as I'm about to read your word, I pray that you open my eyes and show me wonderful things in your law. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Madam, where are you going? You can't sit down well. Eh? Number two, read a passage from your Bible expecting God to speak to you. Read a passage from your Bible expecting God to speak to you. Read a passage from your Bible expecting God to speak to you. Now, how do you even choose a Bible, a passage to read? Sometimes you can use devotional. When I was in SU, we have what we call daily bread. And there's another one to daily something. Daily what? Daily guide. Daily power. Daily manner. Who said daily graphic? So those are devotionals we can use. Yes, Rhapsody of Realities. Because those things come with dates. Today, for instance, is 14th August. So when you open your devotional, when you open your devotional, it tells you today what you must learn today. And some of this devotional is for the whole year. Others is for 6 months. I think daily manna is for 6 months. We have 1 year, 6 months, 3 months, and then we have monthly. Rhapsody of Realities is monthly. Yes. So you must have a devotional. Apart from your Bible, there must be a devotional to guide you. You are too young to know where to read. You are too young to know where to read. Now, in case you don't have all these things that we've mentioned, you can start your quiet time from the book of John. Or you can start your quiet time from the book of Luke. James. You can pick any book in the Bible and learn and start your quiet time with them. Or you can also do a character study. You want to learn about Esther in the Bible. Who is Esther? You want to learn about Joshua in the Bible. Who was Joshua? Joseph. Who was Joseph? Mary Magdalene. Who was Mary Magdalene? So you look for all scriptures about Mary Magdalene and learn about her. It's called Bible character study. Peter. So if when we mention certain people in the Bible, you don't know them. Isaac. Who was Isaac? Do you understand? Yes. And so you read the devotional, and then this devotion, when you open the devotional, it will lead you to what you must read for today. So the devotional will tell you that today you are reading 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 1 to 8. And you open that 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 1 to 8 in your Bible. In your Bible. I am making life easier for you. You open it in your Bible. And when you open it in your Bible, you will read it. That's why you can't do your quiet time for 1 minute and run away. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave the only because in the house of believers shall not pray by everlasting love. I'm done. Who am I fighting with? Whom are you running with? So you choose a book from the Bible, or you choose a personality from the Bible, all right, or you take a scripture from the daily reading guide. Step number 3. Meditate on what you have read. Meditate on what you have read. After reading that passage in the Bible, meditate. To meditate means to think about it. Think deeply about what you have read. It needs a lot of silence to actually think, reflect on what you have read. Hallelujah. You don't mind me. I also don't mind you. You read the passage slowly. If you are going to meditate on what you have read, you must read the passage slowly. You must also not read a long passage. You must stop at any verse that strikes you. Everybody says, stop at a verse that strikes you. Yeah. As you are reading the passage, there will be one verse that will strike you. And that verse that strikes you is that verse that God is using to speak to you. A verse. Usually is a verse that will strike you. Usually is a verse that will do the magic. Then you think about how the scripture applies to your life. What is the scripture telling me? What is the scripture not telling me? What is there warning? Is there a blessing? Is there a prayer I must pray? Is there something the scripture is telling me? Number 4. Do a deeper Bible study. Number 5, use your Bible reading guide. So read the explanation the reading guide had written to guide you. You are tired. We'll be going to sleep right now. I've seen that you are tired. You are tired. You have tried. Number 6, I'm closing. Write down whatever God tells you. Now, anytime you have your quiet time, you should expect God to speak to you. You should always expect God to speak to you when you have your quiet time. You cannot have your quiet time and not have an expectation that God should speak to you. Expect God to speak to you when you have your quiet time. So you write it down. That is why you must have Bible, pen, and notebook when you're having your quiet time and your devotional. And then number 7, the last one, Spend time praying to the Lord. Spend time and pray to the Lord. To end. You started with prayer. You must end with prayer. And then commit your day into God's hand. Father, thank you so much for teaching me from your word. As I'm about to leave the house and go to school, I pray that, Lord, may you keep me. May you protect me. When I go to school and I am taught, may I understand. Holy Spirit, I pray, may you guide me and lead me and provide for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. Yeah. You know, clap. Powerful quiet time. It's a very serious and simple steps you must follow to have your quiet time. And you must do this thing every morning. Every morning. Every morning. You must read your Bible every day. Read your Bible and pray every day. Read your Bible and pray every day. I am teaching you something very important. Read your Bible and pray every day. Every day, every day, every day. Read your Bible. Yeah. Every day. Tell yourself that the day I don't read my Bible in the morning, that day I will not eat breakfast. No Bible, no breakfast. No Bible, no breakfast. Hey, my company for smooth. Ah, Kafra, my uncle Dawat, say a bread. Why be? I send Babu Trenkwa. Why? Uncle Dawat. So, for the way you are sleeping, the way you are sleeping, I'm sure that when I say go and sleep, you just go and sleep. So, for when I say go and sleep, that's the time you run around knocking people. She, madam, on to me. To me, cry. Emre. Sister Emre. Don't say, lift up your hands. Say, I'll have my quiet time every day. Oh, you are not saying confidence. Say, I'll have my quiet time every day. The people here, join them. Lift up your hands. Say, I'll have my quiet time every day. Those who are joining them, say, I'll have my quiet time every day. Yeah. Never exchange your quiet time with anything. Hey. Set an unchanging practical time and have your quiet time. One of these days you'll be have your quiet time and you will see angels. One of these days you have your quiet time and the Lord will appear to you. God will speak to you. God will talk to you face to face. Just as God spoke with Moses, God will also speak to you face to face. In the name of Jesus. Ah, boys, come to me, cry. Come to me. And then, since you had it, Obiabre. Isabella. What bread? You say you are called what? Eh? Hylina. Edibeno no. Asiye chrese. Uba enu afa Bible amba. The people who are not writing, they are the people sleeping. If you are writing, you sleep. Yeah. Don't joke with your quiet time. Yeah. It should be one of the things that you should hold dear in your life as a Christian. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Clap for Jesus. I said I wanted to close you at 4 o'clock, but I've changed my mind. I'm going to close you right now. Okay. Now, hey. You are giving me fake fans. More bad than. Every makumemu. Alright, let me do it from my heart. So, I want you to go and sleep. Listen, you go and sleep. I don't want to see anybody outside. Go and sleep. Now, the camp is ending this